Today is a WRAL weather alert day, and we have a level one risk for severe storms. I'll show you when we're likely to see storms and how much rain we'll see before it's all over.
Plus, I'm Brian East, live in the WRAL breaking news tracker in Garner this morning. U.S. 70 business shut down, all due to a deadly crash from overnight. How much longer this road could be shut down and how it will affect your morning commute coming up.
Also, students in Durham Public Schools will once again not be in class today for the second school day in a row. Transportation support staff called out in protest.
A dramatic Super Bowl comes down to the final seconds before a walk-off win for the Chiefs.
Mahomes swings it. It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
We break down the best moments from the big game, the Chiefs' third Super Bowl win in 5 years. Definitely not the underdogs. It's more like a dynasty now. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday after the Super Bowl, where it's too much food, too little sleep. We're glad you're up with us, though. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Monday here. A bit of a dreary Monday, unless you're in Kansas City, I suppose.
Sure,
still
yeah.
Partying well into the day. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WR Severe Weather Center with this impact coming for this weather alert day here.
And we're looking at some steady rain this morning, which is likely to cause some backups this morning. Brian Schrader, of course, here watching traffic for you. This is the kind of day that you really want to check in right before you head out the door to see the latest backups on the roads, because there'll likely be some with the rain that we're expecting. Damaging winds and localized flooding would be more likely late this afternoon into the evening. We have the chance of seeing that across the entire viewing area. Here's what's happening right now. We've had some showers from the Triangle area southward, including Rocky Mount and Wilson. Most of the rain right now is in our southern counties, so we're seeing that around Southern Pines and Carthage, up around Sanford. We've seen some showers around Harnett County and Johnston County. Right now, we're seeing some patchy rain in the southern part of Cumberland County and then from Clinton southward, but more and more of this rain will be lifting northward as we head through the day today. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see waves of rain all day long, and Futurecast shows some of that being heavy. I think it's probably going to be a few more hours before we see anything terribly heavy, but on and off, we're going to see that rain. We'll pause it here at 5 o'clock. Between 5 o'clock and midnight, that's when we'll have a better chance of some thunderstorms rolling through that could produce some wind damage. Here's a look at Sanford. You can see the streets are wet right now. 56 is our current temperature. Wind out of the southeast at around 6 miles per hour. Temperatures are in the 50s, except for Clinton sitting at 60, but most of us are in the mid to upper 50s right now. We'll only climb into the low 60s for this afternoon. Again, expect scattered showers on and off during the day. This all moves out tonight, but tomorrow we're going to have strong winds across the area. I'll show you what to expect coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 6:02. As you're getting ready this morning, just keep in mind we're going to be dealing with wet roads through the morning commute, really on in through the evening commute. As we take a look at live dual Doppler 5000 radar, we've been showing you those patchy showers in the Triangle and south of the Triangle. Want to take you to the roads, check in with the WRAL storm tracker in Fayetteville right now. That's where Laura Levine is. And Laura, how are conditions right now in Fayetteville?
Hey, Brian. Yes, we have just entered Fayetteville city limits, and I want you to take a look at what we're seeing here out on the roads. This is what we describe when we talk about those patchy rain that we're seeing driving into the southern counties. We saw light rain, but as you can see, we're right now in more of the drier pocket here in Fayetteville that's not seeing a whole lot of rain. We had just a light mist, if you will, that came down on the windshield. But again, we are seeing wet roads throughout the viewing area. So just take your time when you're heading out. We're going to continue to make our way through Fayetteville here and keep you updated on what we see in this southern area, southern parts of our viewing area this morning. Again, just on the drier side here in this pocket of Fayetteville that we're seeing, but you can probably see here these puddles that are on the road. You really want to watch out for some of that ponding in some areas that you may see depending on where you are this morning, and take your time when heading out.
All right, Laura, thanks very much for that live update around the Triangle right now. We do have that breaking news in Gardner where 70 business westbound is closed near I-40. Brett Neese will have a live update coming up in just a moment. Also on the north side of Raleigh, getting reports of a hit and run on Capitol Boulevard at Durant Road. At the moment, at least, we're not seeing any big delays coming in from Wake Forest.
Brian, you mentioned it's a terrible crash. Breaking news, two people are dead after a crash on U.S. 70 business near Garner. It happened near Greenfield Parkway at about 2 o'clock this morning. Brett Neese is there in the WRL breaking news tracker. And Brett, this has closed some of the lanes on a very busy road there.
That's right, Jeff. All westbound lanes here on US 70 Business are closed right now as they work to clear this crash as quickly as possible. They were hoping to have it open by 6 a.m., but they say it's more realistic that it'll be open around 7 a.m. I want to show you a video from the WREL breaking news tracker of this just horrific crash that did happen around 2 a.m., and there's just a lot of damage to both of these cars. Garner police tell me that one man in either of the cars did die here at the scene, and then a boy was in one of these cars as well. He was rushed to Wake Med, where he is in very serious condition, working to get an update on his condition at this point as well, here now a few hours since this crash has happened. Garner police say that this is some sort of head-on collision. The problem is they're trying to figure out which of the cars was traveling in the wrong direction and why. Cary police brought their drone over from their police department to help take pictures of this scene and help speed up some of the investigation because of the way that they are able to take pictures from above whenever a crash scene happens like this, and they can reconstruct scenes like this. So they're hoping to have this open around 7 a.m., but all westbound lanes on US 70 Business closed right now. Garner Road is a good alternate route. I'll let you know whenever it reopens. Live in Garner, Brittany, WRL News.
The new school week is starting with more problems at Durham Public Schools. Once again, all classes are canceled as transportation support staff is calling out. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live outside Jordan High School this morning. And Kelsey, parents are being forced to rearrange their plans once again because of this.
Yeah, Renee, the second school day in a row that this is happening, and Jordan High School is one of 56 schools where students will not be arriving here this morning. The reason why classes are canceled again today is the same reason why they were canceled on Friday. The entire transportation support staff has called out. More than 70% of DPS students are bus riders, according to the district. Buses can't run if that staff isn't there, which leaves all those students without a ride to and from school. Today marks the fourth time DPS classes have been canceled in the past 2 weeks.
In the long run, if schools keep being closed like this, the school year may be extended because students have to be in school a set number of days.
The school board doesn't meet again until February 22nd. Until then, parents may be scrambling to make last-minute plans for their students just in case classes are canceled again. We'll keep you updated and stay on top of this. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
For the third time in five seasons, Kent City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. This year, it came down to the final play.
He runs and he throws. Caught, touchdown. It's caught. Hardman caught the ball. The Chiefs have won. The Chiefs have won.
The end of the longest Super Bowl game ever, ending in the final seconds of the overtime period. San Francisco 49ers jumped out to a 10-0 lead in the first half with a touchdown coming on this trick play from Juwan Jennings to Christian McCaffrey. The Chiefs, though, were able to hang in there and sent it to overtime on a last-second field goal. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named MVP for the third time, and the Chiefs are the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls since the New England Patriots did it 19 years ago. And that was the moment the fans who had gathered in downtown Kansas City for a watch party saw the Chiefs win the big game. Thousands of people packed the city's Power and Light District to watch that game last night. Schools will be closed there on Wednesday, which will be the team's championship parade. And we will have more of the big moments from the big win coming up in What's Trending.
Tonight, you can learn more from Raleigh Police about a new program to build an interactive map of security cameras in the city. RPD will hold a listening session about the Connect Raleigh program tonight. It's happening from 6:30 to 7:30 at Abbotts Creek Park off Durant Road. Police are asking people with security cameras to join this voluntary program. The video would only be accessible by Raleigh Police. This is the first in a series of public sessions about the program happening in the next month.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, thousands of supporters of former and imprisoned Prime Minister from Pakistan, Imran Khan, taking to the streets today to protest alleged rigging of last week's elections. Published reports indicate candidates backed by Khan won more seats than the political parties who ousted him from power nearly 2 years ago, but no party won the majority. So that means all parties must hold talks to form a coalition government. The new parliament will choose the new prime minister. These are very important talks that will happen. Of course, we'll keep you updated here in the WRA Live Center.
Ken, thanks. North Carolina Central University is looking for a new chancellor, and the process gets started today. The search advisory committee is looking for a replacement for Johnson Akinleye. Will hold its first meeting today. Akinleye announced last month that he will retire at the end of the academic year. He's been NCCU's chancellor for nearly 8 years. The committee meeting will get started at 11 this morning. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back in the hospital. What we're learning about his condition and the notification other members of the administration are getting.
Local hospitals say there's a desperate need for more blood donations. What you need to know about this process and how Renee is helping out with it.
And it's a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level one risk for severe storms. What we'll see this morning is some scattered rain. You can see that from the south lifting north, excuse me, across the area right now. I'll show you the timeline and how it will affect your morning commute.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
On this WRAL Weather Alert Day, we have a level one risk for severe storms across our area. Severe weather is not likely until we get to late afternoon or evening, but what we will see this morning is a good bit of rain. So far, the bulk of the rain has been in our southern counties, but we've had some showers as far north as Raleigh and Rocky Mount. So in a lot of places, the roads are wet and the rain is starting to lift northward across our area. You can see some rain in Southern Pines, Hope Mills starting to lift up to Fayetteville again, and some scattered showers in Clinton. But all this will continue to push northward. It's a system that's going to be with us all day up until around midnight or so. We take a live look at Apex, and you can see the streets here. Salem Street is wet. Your umbrella is going to get a workout. Our temperatures are in the mid-50s right now. Walking the dog this morning will likely be on the soggy side. Brian?
All right, 6:14 right now as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. We do have a hit-and-run investigation on the north side of Raleigh right now at Capitol Boulevard near Durant Road. Not seeing any delays through there, but look out for police activity. And if you see those flashing lights on the side of the road, move over at least one lane to give them some room to work. Also, still following this breaking news in Garner, a deadly overnight crash that has closed the westbound side of Business 70 between Auburn-Knightdale Road and Greenfield Parkway. If you're coming in from Clayton back toward Garner this morning, use Garner Road as a good alternate route.
Brian, thanks. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back at Walter Reed Hospital for symptoms that could be related to a developing bladder issue. The White House, Congress, and administration officials have been notified. For now, Austin has transferred his duties to Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. Austin previously failed to tell the president and other senior leaders about a hospitalization for complications for prostate cancer in January.
New this morning, two hostages who were being held by Hamas in Gaza are now in a hospital in Israel. A helicopter carrying the two Israeli men arrived there just hours ago. The Israeli Defense Forces say they were able to rescue the men by killing the three militants who were holding them during a raid on an apartment in Gaza. A spokesperson says the men who were kidnapped on October 7th are in good condition. The Israel Defense Forces are also carrying out new airstrikes on the heavily populated city of Rafah. More than a million Palestinians are crowded into makeshift shelters in that city. Palestinian health officials say at least 50 people have been killed in the strikes.
We now know more about the person who died in that crash on Academy Road in Durham Friday night. The Durham Chronicle reports the driver was Hans Joris van Meegeroot. He was a professor of art and art history at Duke. The crash happened near Academy Road's intersection with Duke University Drive. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. No one is hurt after crews were called to Sampson Regional Medical Center for reports of a fire. Sampson County fire crews arrived on scene, but turns out there was no fire. Crews discovered a busted pipe inside a room that caught steam, which was mistaken for smoke and prompted the fire call. No hospital staff nor patients were injured.
Giving blood is quick, easy, and important, but most Americans haven't tried it. Data from the Blood Connection shows only 3% of the U.S. population donates blood each year, although 62% of the population is eligible to donate. Of those who donate blood, they only do so an average of 1.8 times per year. And according to those numbers, that makes Renee a very rare person. In 2023, Renee donated blood 5 times. This year, going for 6, the max number of times that you can donate each year. So I think it's super admirable.
To give, why not give that? So if someone else ends up in the hospital and they need that, I want to make sure that there's blood for that person. Just knowing that that little inconvenience, that little prick can help someone, I think it certainly, you know, makes it worthwhile in doing.
Agreed, especially when you think blood is most needed for cancer patients, emergencies, and mothers and their babies. But the American Red Cross reports blood donors have dropped since the pandemic. We asked local hospitals how they are dealing with that and found how much blood is needed in Raleigh. You can look for this story on WRAL.com for more. Or we can just talk to Renee about it right here, right now.
Truth is, Jeff, I do it for the snacks.
Yeah,
you have
great
quite
snacks.
A selection of snacks. Chips, cookies after you give.
Come on.
But for those who've never given, it can be intimidating. But really, the process, if you make an appointment, it's just 30 to 40 minutes mm-hmm. from start to finish. And if you get nervous about needles, which most people are, you know, they'll talk you through it. You know, you just take a deep breath. I turn away. I don't look. Listen to some music.
Yeah.
But then knowing that you are helping people with that donation is a pretty good feeling.
Go for 6. Good for you.
I have my appointment in March.
Awesome.
All right, let's get to Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center to get you prepared for this WRO Weather Alert Day. We have some light rain out there, but the stormier stuff's coming later.
Yeah, good to see you, Renee. I had no idea. I work with you every day. I had no idea that you do that. That's inspirational. Thanks for sharing that. And then there's this. It is a WRO Weather Alert Day. We're looking at scattered light rain this morning and then a level 1 risk this afternoon and evening. It would be late in the day. I'd be watching for those storms around the time of the evening commute, and some of those, again, could be strong to severe. The level 1 risk covers pretty much the entire viewing area. Damaging winds would be the biggest threat, but we'll likely have some heavy rain as well. Check in dual Doppler 5000 radar. Real light scattered activity from, say, Durham and Raleigh southward, as well as, say, Rocky Mount and Wilson southward. Most of the rain is down into South Carolina and Georgia, all the way down toward the South Carolina line. A little bit of light patchy rain right here from Rollsville back toward Raleigh. We've had some rain in Rocky Mount and Wilson, but that's tapered off now. We're also looking at some rain in the southern part of Moore County, a little bit moving into Harnett County too, west of Coates and Dunn. Fayetteville, you're about to see more of this, the showers lifting back into your area as well as Clinton. So this rain's going to be with us on and off all day long. We take a look at some of the cameras across our area. We have wet roads there in Goldsboro. It's wet here on Salem Street. It's wet on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. And of course, our newsroom there on Hay Street in Fayetteville, you can see the sidewalk is wet there too. This is a look at the big picture. We have a low pressure system with a warm front out ahead of it. That warm front is lifting across our area right now. That's where our rain is coming from. South of that warm front, it really starts to intensify. We get into some thunderstorms from Atlanta south and west, but it's right ahead of the cold front where we're seeing the severe storms. You can see the red shaded area. That's a tornado watch. We're seeing a lot of severe thunderstorms ahead of this cold front. And that's what we'll see moving in here this evening. So we still have a ways to go before we get into that severe threat. Futurecast just continues to show the waves of rain moving through, definitely with the heaviest showers down in our southern counties. There's lunchtime. We get into the afternoon and evening, and just more of this rain rolls in. Like I said, after 5 o'clock up until around midnight is when we'll have the best chance of any severe storms, especially right along that cold front. So today's a great day to continue to check in. You want to, you know, check in with us before you head out the door. Brian will let you know if there are any accidents that are going to slow you down. And of course, later this evening, and Kat and Michael walk you through any severe storms. How much rainfall are we looking at all total by the time this is over? Probably going to see anywhere from around an inch in the north to about an inch and a half, maybe to 2 inches in our southern counties. Down into South Carolina and along the South Carolina-North Carolina line, we have a medium risk for flooding, but for most of our viewing area, it's just a small risk. This will all move out and be gone tomorrow morning, but the wind will be blustery tomorrow. We'll see winds gusting 25 to 35 miles per hour up until the evening. So It will be a very windy day tomorrow, but we will see skies clearing. Our temperatures tomorrow still in the 60s, but Wednesday for Valentine's Day looks like a quiet day. We'll see a high of 58. We're looking at maybe a chance of a shower on Saturday, but some very mild conditions Thursday and Friday, Brian.
All right, Elizabeth, 621 right now. Watching live dual Doppler 5000 radar. Some patchy rain leaving some wet roads through the triangle. Also watching some more significant showers in our southern counties. Want to take you to Fayetteville. Check in with the WRL storm tracker on the road near downtown Fayetteville, and you can see the raindrops on the windshield there. The pavement is wet this morning. The windshield wipers are going. So give yourself that extra time as you're getting ready this morning so you're not in a hurry on those wet roads. Want to take you back to the map in the triangle and take a look at those traffic sensors. Right now, we're not picking up any big delays on our major routes. We still have that hit and run investigation up on Capitol Boulevard around Durant Road, and of course, that section of 70 Business westbound closed near Garner. Check in with us on the radio as you get in the car this morning on your way to work or school. You can listen to this live newscast at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Former President Trump's comments about not helping other NATO countries are raising eyebrows.
They said, well, if we don't pay, are you still going to protect us? I said, absolutely not. They couldn't believe the answer.
NATO's Secretary General and Trump's top primary opponents both calling his words irresponsible.
The Super Bowl halftime show had Usher fans saying, yeah. The highlights of the huge performance and all the celebrity cameos coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
All the big plays from the Super Bowl did not exactly come from the players. The halftime show was full of stars as well.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yes, Usher took the stage, brought a lot of his superstar friends along for the big ride. A 13-minute halftime show that included appearances from Alicia Keys, Her, Will.i.am, Lil Jon, and Ludacris.
Oh, his assignment was to entertain, and boy, did he deliver. I loved the roller skating segment. I thought that was so cool, all the dancers. And apparently that's like a feature of his, you know, he has a residency in Las Vegas, and during his shows, they do some roller skating and dancing. So he brought that to the halftime show.
Right at home in Vegas there. One glove, no shirt, you know, all came together with all his friends out there, too. Pretty cool.
And Beyonce, you know, she made some news last night. Her Super Bowl ad was a teaser for something bigger. She appeared in an ad for Verizon saying that she was going to break the internet. And it ended with her saying, drop the new music. And moments later on her social media pages, a teaser video dropped for new songs called Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages.
Yeah, and the album titled so far, Act Two, you may remember when she released Renaissance. That was Act One. And she talked about having a three-act album, so there could be a third one later on down the road. But this one's Act Two, Part Two.
She's done Super Bowl halftime before. She wasn't going to get shut out, so she just dropped a commercial with her new songs.
Yeah. A captive audience during the Super Bowl.
True.
This morning on Today, more of the Super Bowl's best moments and biggest surprises. From Taylor Swift to the commercials and, of course, what happened on the field. A live report from Las Vegas coming up this morning on Today at 7, right here after our news on WRAL.
It's a dreary start to the day. It's a WRAL weather alert day. We have a chance of some strong to severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and this evening. But right now, we're looking at messy conditions for your morning commute. Stay tuned. We'll talk about what you could run into as you head out the door.
And I'm Laura Levine in the WRAL Storm Tracker, giving you a live look at the roads as you head out the door to begin your day.